glorify God in our body and spirit. May 4th. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body, and in your spirit, which are God's. How shall we follow him to learn of him who is our teacher? We can search his word, and become acquainted with his life and works. His words we are to receive as bread for our souls. In every sphere where man shall be placed, the Lord Jesus has left us his footprints. We do well to follow him. The spirit by which he spake, we must cherish. We are to present the truth as it is in Jesus. We are to follow him especially in heart purity, in love. Self must be hid with Christ in God, then when Christ who is our life shall appear, we also shall appear with him in glory. By the inspiration of the Spirit of God, Paul the Apostle writes that whatsoever ye do, even the natural act of eating or drinking, should be done, not to gratify a perverted appetite, but under a sense of responsibility, do all to the glory of God. Every part of the man is to be guarded. We are to beware lest that which is taken into the stomach shall banish from the mind high and holy thoughts. May I not do as I please with myself? Ask some, as if we were seeking to deprive them of a great good, when we present before them the necessity of eating intelligently, and conforming all their habits to the laws God has established. There are rights which belong to every individual. We have an individuality and an identity that is our own. No one can submerge his identity in that of any other. All must act for themselves, according to the dictates of their own conscience. As regards our responsibility and influence, we are amenable to God as deriving our life from him. This we do not obtain from humanity, but from God only. We are his by creation and by redemption. Our very bodies are not our own, to treat as we please, to cripple by habits that lead to decay, making it impossible to render to God perfect service. Our lives and all our faculties belong to him. He is caring for us every moment. He keeps the living machinery in action. If we were left to run it for one moment, we should die. We are absolutely dependent upon God. A great lesson is learned when we understand our relation to God, and his relation to us. The words, "Know ye not that, ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price," should be hung in memory's hall, that we may ever recognize God's right to our talents, our property, our influence, our individual selves. We are to learn how to treat this gift of God, in mind, in soul, in body, that as Christ's purchased possession, we may do him healthful, savory, pleasing service.